This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that.
They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Who had the smallest percentage of minutes played by returning players. Right, so he went through and he got like, I don't know how many numbers this is, 20. Bottom 20 in the last 4 years. Teams with the fewest returning minutes. Memphis made this list twice. They made this list twice. And they're going to make it again. They're going to make it again this year.
It's hard.
Because they're flipping. And of these 20 teams, the bottom 20 teams who've had the fewest returning minutes in the last 4 years since the portal, only 6 teams made the tournament that year. Memphis this year was one of them. Only one team has made, two teams made the second weekend. But both had first-year head coaches. That was Kentucky this year and Arkansas this year. So, again, I think we knew this, Jason. Like, you want to return players. Like, you can't not return players. But it just goes to show you how damn hard that hill is to climb. When you don't have returning minutes. That's why, like, PJ, man, don't let the sun
PJ,
go
I mean,
down on me.
Bona, Jared, all of them.
Yeah.
Because that, you know, I guess Bona wouldn't help. He didn't have any
returning
minutes.
To give you, but.
Jared would have. But that's how you get, you have to keep some of them.
Dink.
But you know what it is, though, too? I mean, in addition to everybody wants to get in the portal, I don't think Penny's the type either that's going to feel like I got to hold on to a guy.
Right.
If you feel in a certain kind of way.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
With Penny Hardaway, he's not going to try to convince you.
Right.
I mean, unless it's PJ Haggerty maybe, and you know, but my point, I don't think he's the type that's going to be like, oh no, you got to stay and, you know, 2-3 more years, please give me. He ain't going to beg.
Right.
Mm-mm. So that has probably contributed a little bit to it, I would think as well.
Yeah. Speaking of portal, you know who didn't enter the portal? Because it's closed now. Jonathan Lawson.
Good for him. Hope he's getting his money.
That's crazy.
I hope he better be getting a fat payday. And he clearly is if you didn't get in the portal.
Yeah.
He must be satisfied with what they were able to put together for him.
I mean, that's so nuts. I would have told you he's 100% there.
No, maybe it's not nuts. Maybe the deal was good. Maybe the money is
averaged 15.4 a game, shot 43% from three.
Let's ask Chuck, what do you got?
Damn.
You know, everybody says, well, ask them what they got.
I mean, Johnny would have been the star at Memphis next year. He would have been the face of the damn program.
What about Amar Knox? We can't even do that. We priced out of Amar Knox.
Amar Knox wasn't even a take at Murray State, I'm told.
What, is that because he's asking for too much? I watched him score against Auburn. He can play.
All I can tell you is that he was not a take at Murray. So, to do with that information, what you will.
He's in the portal, though, right?
He is in the portal. Yeah.
Bro, Amar Knox could score.
He could definitely score
in the AAC.
The man
was scoring on Auburn, man.
Yeah. Oh, he was. You're right.
He was getting to the basket. It wasn't just jumpers.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
All right. We'll come back. Faye Brad on the other side. Jason and John on Eternal FM, ESPN. Robert Irwin Jewelers is the best place to buy diamond engagement rings because you're going to get more choices. You're going to be able to get that peace of mind with the meant-to-be guarantee, and you're going to get to deal with Howie. Howie makes that process so easy. Great guy to talk to, and like he's really like he'd love to sell you something, but like his day isn't going to fundamentally change whether he does or doesn't. He wants you to be happy with your purchase. He wants you to feel good about it, and you're going to feel that from the moment that you walk into Robert Irwin Jewelers. Go see Howie today.
John's absolutely right. What makes Howie the happiest is when you leave happy, not leaving like you felt like, oh, boy, how in the world am I going to afford this? She's going to be happy, right? I think this is going to work. No, he wants you perfectly and 100% satisfied, and that's what you're going to be. It's going to be the best jewelry shopping experience of your life when it comes to engagement rings. He's the king. I'm telling you guys, the jewelry spa service for life when you get the engagement ring from RIJ, very valuable. I don't have it on my wife's ring, wish I did. You also get that free ring sizing for life, so should that finger change. She can always get it a little bigger and for free. So, Robert Irwin Jewelers, you need to get over there. Always great sales, always great inventory, 5 locations. Here locally, Perkins Extended in East Memphis, Bartlett Town Center and South Lake Center in South Haven, and 2 locations as well in the Little Rock area. Bigger, brighter diamonds, better prices, always at Robert Irwin Jewelers, online at rijewelers.com.
All right, so I need, before we get to Fade, Brad, there's something I need to say. I need Josh Allen to do something. I need Josh Allen to fight back, man. Because, you know, his fiance is Haley Steinfeld, who, of course, is the co-star in the brand new Ryan Coogler film, Sinners, alongside Michael B. Jordan. Okay. And she's been doing a lot of press tours with Michael B. Jordan.
Ah, I see where you're going.
And she has a sex scene in the movie with Michael B. Jordan.
She's a professional.
All I'm saying is I need my guy Josh Allen to, like, stand up right now, bro. Like, stand up, man. I need you to post, like, get her to post a picture of y'all on the Instagram or something because, you know, they're engaged.
I thought they were taking a break.
No, I think they're engaged.
Which is the latest?
Yeah, because I have not heard the. I have not heard the. Where did you see the take a break thing?
Athlon Sports a couple of days ago says Bills Josh Allen fiance Haley Steinfeld details difficult break. The fiance of Buffalo Bills Josh Allen and Sinners star Haley. Now the internet
maybe
punks
it's already
me a lot.
Happening, John.
Opened up about taking a break from music. Oh, it's just music, not each other.
Yeah, no, they're
thanks,
so they're engaged.
They're, so you got to read. You got to read the story, Brad. You gotta,
prep it.
They sucked you in.
They got on the headline.
Taking
a break from
I just
music.
I just don't think Michael B's a wolf like that.
I don't think he's a wolf.
Remember him crying after he broke up with Steve Harvey's daughter? He was. Remember the meme?
Yeah.
He was, like, crying at the game.
He's
man.
A good-looking dude, though.
Even though he does, he looks – I see what John's saying.
Yeah, he's a –
I mean, he's so dang handsome.
He's a very handsome dude.
Well, and again, she's doing so much with him. Like, they're doing a lot of interviews together. Like, they're doing off-screen, on-screen.
But and here's the other thing when you're acting. If you have a sex scene together, you have to be very careful, right, that you keep it professional.
They have code
because
that.
There's going to there could possibly be a perception that has transcended to their life off the camera.
Now, Bennett says there was no nudity. The clothes were on. But
oh, well, that's good.
At the same time.
Thank you, Bennett.
Still, though.
Bennett got it figured out.
Very in very intimate
quarters. Are they kissing? Are they in each other's face?
Yeah. Exactly right.
That's tough.
You know, now, Josh Allen said it was awesome. It was a different world, a very cool experience. I'm so excited for her and so proud of her, and it's getting some great reviews. It's a fantastic movie, so go watch it. See, I appreciate his support there, but I do think this is big for us, right? Because, you know, not often do the white guys end up with, you know, Haley Steinfeld. You know, she's biracial. I don't know if you knew that, Jason. She's
I don't know.
I didn't know that.
This is I'm learning. This is an education. I'm getting. I didn't even
she's
know
biracial.
She
was. She's biracial.
Yeah, she is biracial. Okay. And so it's not often that we get a dub like this, right? And so I just need Josh to lock it in.
Oh,
and right now, you know, people are saying the meme is. You know, when they see, like, the interviews with Michael B. Jordan, the sex scene, they're saying, oh, yeah, Josh Allen beating the Chiefs this year. He going to finally beat the Chiefs this year after he sees this and watches this.
Again, Michael.
I just need I agree
Michael
with you.
Michael doesn't seem like the type.
I think he, you know, but those are the ones you got to worry about,
I
man.
Think, bro, still missing, what was her, Lori Harvey? I think?
Yeah.
I said Steve Harvey's daughter, and
yeah.
I should have said, I think it's Lori Harvey.
Yeah.
And that one hurt him.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's recovered from it.
Yeah, no. So I just.
Have you seen Lori Harvey? Now, I'm familiar.
I
know who she is.
Now, I know who she is.
Yes.
I still need to go see Sinners, though. I'm very interested in
the performances. I remember him at some, maybe it was a Knicks game or something, he just looked very sad.
It was a Lakers game.
Yeah,
it had just happened.
Yeah, he looked very, I remember that. I remember him looking very sad.
Oh, it's still out there.
But I just need Josh Allen to just, you know what I'm saying, like, I just post a video of you, like, maybe throwing a 75-yard bomb or something. Like, you know, just reassert your dominance in the relationship.
I think if you're telling me, you know, she's biracial.
Well, I don't know what that has to do with it. I'm just pointing that out.
I'm just saying. You know, Josh is in some ways crossed over. You got to have a little swag to do that.
Oh, for sure.
So respect to him.
Yeah.
Right. I haven't seen this woman. I don't know her. You're educating me on. You're telling me she's biracial. You know, to be a white guy, pull a, you know, half black girl, you got to have a little swag to you.
Now, let me.
Again, sure. Show me
that. Now, she's extremely white passing.
You know who's got it? Who's got it? Sarkeesian.
Yeah, I believe his wife is black.
He got a little swag to him.
Well, the woman,
is my point. You
got
to have a little swag to you.
Musselman's got
Eric Musselman's wife is black. That is correct.
Got a little swag to him, right? Yeah. The Nikes, he wears all the fashionable stuff. He makes sure she loves her fashion.
Yeah.
My point, you got to have a little swag to you.
You do.
Yeah. You see what I'm saying?
I
have more respect than anything. I mean, I come out of this.
Yeah.
Good for you,
Here's
Josh Allen.
Here's my perception of those two men. Michael B. Jordan, way in a different league of men compared to Josh Allen, in my opinion.
I don't know. I think there are many white people in this country that will tell you Josh Allen is more attractive than Michael B.
Are you talking about probably some black people as well?
But like Michael B. Jordan, better looking than Josh Allen.
Don't get me wrong. If I'm picking between them. Because I'm so comfortable, I'm going with Michael B.
No, I would say, comfort is the main thing here. I would say Michael B. Jordan is a handsome man.
How tall is he, too?
6 feet.
And then
he's tall enough.
6'5".
Yeah, he's a big man.
No, that's what some women love.
They love that big,
super high, tall guy. Josh Allen is a cute guy. Mm-hmm. Like, he's a little cutie pie. Whereas Michael B. Jordan is a handsome man.
Very handsome.
Very handsome, yes.
But both are handsome men. They're just handsome in different ways.
I think
ways.
Josh, when he shaves it up and
like Josh
doesn't
is
do the,
his that
the
hair
fuzzy
is
look,
not
I think
but,
he,
but,
he
but
can
Josh
be
Allen is an NFL quarterback,
right?
Like that they takes you to a different stratosphere.
6'5", the dude's built.
6'5".
And like go watch
Michael B's built, but I'm telling you, he's not as tall. I don't think
he doesn't come off as
big a dude.
Go watch Josh Allen against the Chiefs this year in the regular season. I mean, on that run.
He's running over them.
He's running over them.
Yeah, he's killing people.
So, Michael B. couldn't run over them.
No
like
chance.
No.
I mean, now, listen.
In a movie.
He can act his ass off. He's one of the best actors of our generation.
Knocked out or whatever. Creed.
But I just need Josh Allen to maybe post that highlight right now.
No.
What I'm telling you is he's comfortable. He's good.
Yeah.
This man pulled her.
Yeah, you're
He's
right.
comfortable.
You're right.
You have to be extra comfortable is what I'm telling you.
Well, I'm just monitoring. I'm monitoring that situation. You know, I know how it goes.
I don't think he views Michael B. as a threat.
Well, I don't know.
The man was crying at the Lakers game about losing this girl.
That was years back.
It was a few years ago. To all we know, he's still broken up about it. You've seen Lori Harvey.
I don't know. I mean,
this was a very serious. I think he wanted to pop the question with it. He thought she was the one.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. And Lori Harvey's in a different category than this other girl.
I'll let you do that.
But, you know, with Hailee Steinfeld, you know, her co-star in one of the Spider-Man, like, cartoon movies, Shameik Moore, he's gotten roasted because he was very romantically interested in Hailee Steinfeld. It was not returned, and he was upset when she got engaged to Josh Allen. You know, so Hailee Steinfeld is
Hailee Steinfeld.
Steinfeld.
So just put the T in. About to say, y'all sure she's biracial?
Yeah, she's biracial, bro. Again, white passing. It's been
I should have done my own research. Sometimes John leads me astray.
No,
y'all sure this girl's biracial? I've had a lot of takes based on what you just.
Yes,
I'm questioning that.
No,
it's a few generations down the line. I don't want to question anybody's ethnicity or their background.
I don't remember. You know who how it kind of breaks down.
Oh yeah, you know, and again,
her maternal grandfather was of half Filipino, half African American descent.
There you go. See, I'm half. I can sense it.
And you can look at her and tell she's not all white. I mean, she's not just Jewish.
Sort of like an intuition about those things.
You know,
You know
just
what I mean?
Because I know.
Yeah.
I mean, she's no Halsey by any stretch of the imagination, right?
Oh, she's beautiful.
What's up with Halsey?
She's beautiful.
Halsey's biracial.
We're not comparing women here. She's gorgeous.
Yeah, I don't want to be sexist.
Lori Harvey's gorgeous.
Yeah, they're all gorgeous.
And this young lady is a great actress, apparently. Mm.
But
I'm looking forward to seeing Sinners, who many are saying is 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
Others are saying it's overrated. People are going nuts for no reason.
Is that Netflix, y'all?
So no, it's new in the theaters.
Oh, it's in theaters.
Yeah.
Okay.
Come on.
And
so, come on,
get it together. This is big time.
You're educating.
Made $60 million, I think, over the now, it cost a lot to make, but it had a great first weekend.
Wow.
And most folks seem to have come away with it with nothing but mostly praise.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah. But, Josh, just post a little highlight, brother. It's draft week. You know, would it kill you? You know? I mean, just trying to hold on to what we got over here.
We're good.
You know, that's all we're trying to do. All right. Before we get to Norton Heard the Fourth, let's do a little thing we call Fade Brad. All right. Three games tonight. Brad went 2-1 last night on his official bets.
What's wrong with you?
It's a hot start, but it's just a start. Three games tonight. Let's see if Brad can recreate that performance or finally fall flat on his face, which we've been waiting for. Orlando on the road at Boston. Game two, Boston up 1-0 in the series. They are 10.5-point favorites tonight, Brad.
6 o'clock on TNT, the Boston Celtics will cruise. They will cover the 10.5 points. I've got Celtics minus 10.5.
All right, now you do know that Jason Tatum is out, correct?
No, I didn't know that.
So, maybe I should not have introduced that into
game time decision is what I've got.
It's on his game.
I've got game time decision according to ESPN.
With that.
All right, so Brad's going.
Here's the thing.
You changed it.
They still have Porzingis. They still have Jaylen Brown. They still are playing the ratty-ass Orlando Magic in that puffer mascot that blows the thing out of his nose. Give me the Boston Celtics. I don't give a crap if Tatum plays or not.
Unfortunately, I think he's going to end up being right on this one. But there you go. Brad goes Boston minus.
And by the way, if he were playing or they were 100 on it, it'd probably be 15.
It was 12.5 with him in. It was 12.5.
There you have it.
So interesting that he's only worth 2 points to the point spread, Jason. I don't know if we would have thought maybe he was worth more. I don't know. But only 2 points. All right. Cleveland hosting the Miami Heat. They are up 1-0 in the series. Cleveland minus 12.5, even money.
All right. So Cleveland leads the series 1-0 so far. One of the things, and this is more spiritual or vibe-oriented rather than tactical-oriented, the Miami Heat culture we talk a lot about. We talk about Tyler Hero and his 24 points per game, 25 points per game. I think Tyler will go over. The Heat want to win games. They're not like the Grizzlies that we've witnessed two in a row lay their ass down. Give me the Heat plus this S-ton of points, 12.5 points that you're giving me. Heat plus 12.5.
All right. That's an interesting pick.
They'll at least keep it competitive.
Surprise me.
I will say what the Heat did last year when they were down 1-0 against Boston and Jimmy got hurt, they ended up winning game two outright as a big underdog. So, I mean, that is what this team does under Spoelstra. They do adjust.
Fight.
But we shall see.
Maybe we should go get Spoelstra to be our coach.
I think you've adjusted your nose. You might be picking up on winners.
I'm not.
Now.
And last year, by the way, I was picking integrity picks, too. It's all integrity here.
All integrity.
Yes. Okay. And then.
You're fading these, by the way.
Yeah, you're fading
these. If you're playing the bit.
Lastly, game two, Warriors on the road at the Rockets. Rockets minus 3.5.
So. This was the hardest of the three for tonight because, you know, the Rockets are favored in this game. I think the Rockets are going to win the game. I think they're going to cover the 3.5 points. The key is the bonus pick, which is keeping Jimmy Buckets in check under 22.5. You got to at least hold him, and Steph's going to get his. I'm hoping he's playing. I should have checked the injury. I'm assuming he's playing tonight, right? He's cool. 22. Yeah, so Jimmy under, give me the Rockets minus 3.5. And by the way, tease for tomorrow, I'll be adjusting my Grizzlies picks accordingly. So Rockets minus 3.5.
Okay, there you have it. Brad said he is no longer betting the Grizzlies.
At all, ever. And maybe never, ever.
It's killing his record.
I wouldn't blame you.
Jeez.
Although you had the Grizzlies against the spread against the Warriors, and they covered that.
They did.
But this is a different beast.
This is a different beast.
All right, so... today, if you are fading Brad, you'll go Orlando plus 10.5, Cleveland minus 12.5, and then Warriors plus 3.5. So
thoughts on this? You do this.
I mean, I don't know. I think.
I think he's going 2-1 again.
I think 2-1 is definitely possible.
That's my first thought.
Which one are you least confident in could be the one?
I think Cleveland could easily roll.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, the Rockets could lose again. They could go down 2-0.
That's the one I'm least confident in.
I mean, it is. You are giving Steph Curry and Jimmy Butler 3.5 points.
I thought, and I could be fooled, I thought they found something in second half just in terms of level of competitiveness you have to get to to play with the Warriors.
Yeah.
I think Brad's going to be right. I think Houston wins this one with the pressure on them, knowing they can't go down 0-2.
We shall see. All right, there you go. That's Fade Brad for Wednesday, April 23rd. We'll come back. Norton Heard the Fourth on the other side. Jason and John, Audio FM, ESPN.
So what's your bank doing for you? Is it just a place literally where you're storing your money and you're not getting much out of it other than that? Well, I suggest you give Leaders Credit Union a call and maybe a try. Join the family over at Leaders as a not-for-profit financial institution. It means you own it. It's fully owned by members, operates for your benefit when you are part of the family. Well, how's it do that? Better rates on loans, whether it's those mortgages, car loans, or HELOC, a home equity line of credit. They're offering right now rates as low as 6.99% APR on those home equity lines of credit that can unlock cash for you, enough cash for you to do the home renovation project you've been putting off for a while, that European vacation perhaps you've been telling your wife that you're going to take. Leaders is ready to help you with all that and on every step of your financial journey. They want to make sure it's a good one. And they're going to be for you there for you with their technology. Their online banking and mobile app is awesome. It's got a new financial wellness tool inside of it that you'll love. Leaders makes it easy. Visit leaderscu.com/ESPN to learn more. Leaders is federally insured by NCUA. Heard is always on. He is Norton Heard IV, Team Thad Program Director and Coach. His season never stops because basketball never stops. Silver Wave Media's top 100 most influential people in men's college basketball. Going to be all over that EYBL circuit. As they get set to roll here on our way to Peach Jam this summer. Follow him on X at Dream Big Herd and on IG at I Am Coach Herd. Never forget, he's a Mitchell High product and Walker Holmes' finest. Herd, how are you on this beautiful hump day?
I'm great today. Great day. Weather's, you know, pretty cool. We leave for EYBL Phoenix tomorrow, so everything's good. How about yourself?
Very, very, very good. We're a little down about the Grizzlies, but you know the deal. We've kind of expected it was going to go this way. I'm curious about this EYBL trip. How ready are we for this season, Herd? What the stakes, they're always high with you guys. Tell us about your team.
I mean, we got some pretty good guys that play well together. We're 7-0 so far. We got a lot of guys that, you know, will blow up after this weekend. We got, you know, one top 50 guy, but we had a good weekend. It was really great. The city came out, played P7 with Memphis top prospect Fred. We played the Tennessee top prospect, Gatorade Player of the Year with John Sandlin and Hoop City and a lot of guys, and we did well there, but, you know, now it's time to see. You know, it's always good to get a good start in the EYBL, so this is session one, and we just, you know, try to go from there and build on it.
Yeah, I saw a TikTok, actually, of Fred. It was one of these famous TikTok influencers, and they were watching a game, and they were just like, the whole thing was about Fred Smith. And, you know, I'm just curious from your, you know, from what you've seen of him, like, how much better has he gotten over the years?
Fred is good. Fred is a high level player and he's going to the right direction. And I'm not sure, you know, it was a lot of people at the gym over the weekend. So, you know, John, the way it usually worked, like if somebody do a TikTok or whatever it is, whatever product they want out there for that time, that's what they're TikToking about or they're recording, you know. So, you know, it's not going to be about nothing but that product. And so, I guess what that TikTok was about, but it was a lot of good, you know, players over the weekend in the event, but Fred is definitely really good.
How about one of your former guys, Jaden Quaintance, apparently getting John was telling me he's getting paid and coming out of this portal. Was he going to Kentucky from Arizona State?
Yeah. Kentucky from Arizona State. Yeah.
Or do we have any idea, like, where he is in terms of, we know where the market is, JT Toppin got between 3.24, sounds like PJ maybe out of Memphis's price range. How much was Jaden Quaintance at the top of things in terms of you know, that signing with Kentucky? Now, because they got money. What'd you think? Where was he?
Yeah, I think he's in that range, but Somebody just put out a Kentucky flyer yesterday, and I don't think it's true, though, because you had, like, four guys on the 3.5. You had Jasper at 1.5. Like, ain't no basketball team doing $20 million, dude. Like, people are going a little, you know, like 8 to 10 million is considered big time for, you know, a program. So when we start thinking it's 4 or 5 people on one team getting 3 for that, that's ludicrous.
That's ludicrous. You know, but the reality is that some of these teams, their budget can be whatever they want to be because, you know, I might have a roster. I might have spent, you know, $10 million on it, but then I got an opportunity to add a guy that I didn't necessarily anticipate would be available. So then I'm like, all right, let me go to my money people, and all of a sudden my roster could be a $15 million roster. There's no limit. If A.J. Dibanza comes to me and says, I want to play there, I just need X, Y, and Z, I'm going to go find the money. Not every program can do that. Only a few.
No, that's true, but I just feel though I don't see any rosters really going above $10 million.
Coach, would you be less motivated or how discouraged would you be if you are in Penny's shoes, you just had a great season with P.J. Haggerty, and what he's asking you can't pay at this point from everything we know from the reporting, what he's asking for, as bad as you want him back, you can't do it because you're restricted from a resource standpoint. How do I keep you, Coach, coming back, hungry to get this thing where all the fans and the media expect it to be if I'm going to be limited, if I'm not going to have the 10-plus million that everybody else has got? How tough is that a spot to be in if you were the head coach in Memphis right now?
Man, it's definitely tough. I think this year is the toughest, though, because the numbers started getting to a point this year that was just outrageous. But with that being said, whatever our budget is, $4 million, I think he put a hell of a roster together last year. I think he made a P.J. Haggerty to nobody. I mean, you got to think about it. When our season started last year, and I was saying P.J. was good, and I know it. A lot of people was questioning him, the sure. guard play, saying we the AAC. So he just got to keep doing what he do, too, because the culture and all that going to still get you a long way. You know what I mean? Like, he's putting together a decent – the thing is, Tiger fans got to understand that they probably wouldn't we're reversing it. We used to get the number one class, and then everybody would talk about how bad we stunk when the season started in the beginning. Now we're reversing it. It's not going to be excited on signing day, but it's going to be a product out there that the city can be proud of. And so I think that's the route, you know, we got to go now. And then now I think it takes a little pressure off of, you know, from us media and everybody else instead of knocking Penny now. He can and him blaming it on somebody else, he can truly say, hey, guys, let's blame it on our boosters. Let's blame it on our conference. Let's blame it on our TV deal because – this team you see that I coach, this is what we can afford.
See, that sounds good, and me and you and John will say that because we know the deal and that he's limited, but you know the fans won't say that. You know the ones that already doubt him and have said, well, he's had too long. He's had 7 years. He's only got one tournament win. They're going to come out even more, and what they're going to do is, John and I were discussing, they're going to blame him. Like, you're right. The folks that are informed, most of the media, I would imagine, if they've been paying attention, you're right, Herd. They're going to say all those things. Penny was limited. Doesn't matter how good a coach he becomes. But Memphis, a lot of Memphis will say, oh, man, he failed, man. They should have got him out a long time ago. And to me, that will be unfortunate. You know, if you're talking about, you know, he's gotten to a point where it's out of his control
yep.
on how good he can be. You're wanting these nationally relevant results. But I can't give you that because I can't. I don't have enough to keep P.J. Haggerty, but he's going to be the one that takes the blame.
Yeah.
And we know Penny takes this stuff personal. We saw it this summer. See, I'd hate to see it get to that, Herd. I don't want him to stay in so long trying to do something that he promised Memphis, you know, out of you know, whatever it is, that spirit that wants to get it done, whatever else. And by the end of it, when he should have probably moved on because this thing's getting too hard here for what these folks want, probably should have just, you know, said, you know what, I'm not going to let it get to that point. Y'all not going to do me like Larry, where you're talking bad about me on the way out after everything I've done for this program. That's what concerns me. He doesn't deserve that. He doesn't deserve that.
No, no one deserves it. But I think now, though, like, you know, hecklers go be hecklers and people go be people. But You know, and I even look on sometimes some of the sports groups here and now there's negative. But everybody understands the money difference now. Like, you just got to be a true hater. It won't be an excuse. Like,
well, that's fair.
Everybody understands it. Like, if we have a, you know, if we have a game against Alabama, North Carolina, charity game this year, they supposed to win. They supposed to have more. Like, it's what it is. This ain't like when you got to think about it. Teams like Ole Miss, South Carolina, Mississippi State, they were all beneath the University of Memphis. These guys now, because the conference they're in, has double the money that Memphis does. These low-end teams.
But Penny, my only thing to that, and I think I agree with a lot of what you're saying, Penny started this thing having what he needed, right, to be able to go out. And listen, some of it was his high school ties. But I'm talking about when he would say, I need more NIL in the summer times, he got it. He's able to go get the best guys. Now you're talking about a new world where he's still got the same money he had last year where he was rich with. It's the same money now and you're poor. And now Penny Hardaway is value shopping. I don't know how much fun you're still having. How much you really still want to do this when the way you've got to do it has changed. Now, he's showing us right now how committed he is in doing it. But, Herd, this was supposed to be about having everything I need, and I'm going to go out and get y'all this winner. And now you're telling me I got less? I'm Penny Hardaway. I've never had to value shop. What you talking about? Not since the days I got out of high school. Like, you know what I'm saying? You're asking him to do this in a harder way. How much longer a millionaire going to keep doing that is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I think he loved it, and that's why I think, you know, all the reasons you're saying now is why, you know, we should get off his back, and I always get off his back, because it's not about the money for him. He truly had pride, right, for this city.
Clearly,
and
clearly,
so,
yes.
And then another thing that, you know, people got on me, I guess, the last couple of years, I think people got to agree with me now. If Penny do walk because of the budget we need, it's nobody that can do this job better now with Will Wade, whoever y'all name.
I hear you.
Bruce Pearl, whoever you name.
Will Wade's having a tough time at NC State.
Dude, it might be a deal where you're never going to get another good coach in here that finds it the same sort of job it used to be, because you're limited now in a way that you've never been.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
so to your point, it may never be the same what it's been to your point.
We need to give him a 20-year extension at this point, because after that, man, the TVs are going off, you know what I mean? But it's Memphis, and I think Penny will find a way to tough it out. And, you know, and Penny can call some of us and get advice, too, at this point, because when he go to the Beverly Hills Mall, he never had to have a budget. We all had.
Never.
I can show him how to still get fresh without always getting the Gucci and Louis. I have to do that. You know what I mean? And so at the end of the day, though, I will say this, though. Probably not to win a championship you don't have the budget to do.
Nope.
But you do have a budget to make a deep run at the tournament. Let me tell you why. The thing about basketball is, evaluation is always at an all-time high, and people don't evaluate. Right now, what people do is, who is the top 10 people in the report about what Goodman or this person said? Who is the top 10 people on ESPN? But the great ones have made their name and the Tom Creams of the world, or getting the OGs, Jimmy Butler, Dwayne Wade, not going by rank. Right now, Team Thad's supposed to be a big team. Hoop City, P7. I seen some AAU teams over the weekend that still have some 6'9" kids. Where did they get them from? You know what I mean? So it is a lot of people that want to play basketball. You can recruit not just in the United States, international. So you just got to fit what gets you, and you can still have a really good team.
Have you ever seen how many years you've been on this earth? How old are you?
38.
In your 38 years, have you ever seen Penny at Aldi?
At Aldi?
Yeah.
No, I don't. No, but I'm not an Aldi guy. But no,
you don't shop at Aldi. But y'all want
Aldi,
Penny.
Aldi is
y'all
a
want
great
Penny
place.
To stop. To y'all want Penny to value shop now. The man you said they got caviar taste. Heard Louis, Gucci.
Yeah.
That's not what he signed up for. So anyway, I admire him, Herd. I think what you just said is right. He's showing how committed he is. I mean, my gosh, you're still gonna try to do this with less? Good luck to you, brother. Good luck to you. I'm like you though, Herd. I'm pulling for him because, frankly, I still believe best version of Penny, you know, is best thing for the program. I'm concerned it's never gonna be the same. To your point, next coach, it's gonna have to be some young hotshot that's never known anything about it. Oh, I can get it done with $5 million. Give it to me. Because the Bruce Pearls of the world and all those guys will tell you, brother, that ain't going to get it done in this day and age.
Nah, and they wanted their job. No. When Penny leave, we finna take this out to Fayetteville Forum. We ain't even finna watch these games over there no more. We finna go back to the rebuild a Coliseum or something, man.
Elmer Roan is ready. If it comes to
yeah, that is actually the co-ed. We will have a co-ed game facility now. So, yeah, that's a lot of... A lot of sin. John, what was you about to say about Aldi?
It's a great place, man. I mean, I don't know why you guys are turning your nose up at it.
All I'm saying, I've never seen Penny there, and we're learning today that Herd has never been in Aldi.
Well, I thought Aldi, I messed up at. I thought Aldi was a step up from the other stores.
Well, I mean, in many ways it is because it's more affordable, and the quality is very good.
No, but y'all got to understand, Aldi, to some people's brains, Aldi is in all of the nicer places in Memphis. So we don't look at Aldi like you would look at a Save a Lot or a Cash Save in the inner city or the hood. Aldi is considered still high level. Although you save money, Aldi's are in Poplar, Cordova. It's not an Aldi's in North Memphis and South Memphis.
Well, we don't have $2.5 million for the budget. We have $5 million. So I don't think we're Save a Lot yet here at Memphis would be my point. I still think this can be Aldi.
Yeah, that's a good. Yes. Be Aldi.
Yes.
Yeah, like
with
that.
$5 million, we can be Aldi.
Yeah, and there's like going to Aldi. People like going to Aldi.
Tedford's a good player.
Yeah,
you know, Ashton's going to be fine.
But ain't Aldi's higher than like a Kroger's or Walmart?
Oh no, I don't believe higher than a Kroger. I don't think it's higher than Kroger.
When I say higher, I thought
no,
Aldi's,
Kroger's the highest.
See, Aldi's
highest.
Come off to me is
Aldi
like
is like a but.
Aldi's between Kroger
Aldi
and
is the
your,
place where you got to put the quarter into the shopping cart. That's
and that's the only thing that throws it off, but everything, and that's the Save a Lot feel. But everything else,
it's just so you can't steal the shopping cart.
We are not Save a Lot. We are Aldi at $5 million.
Yeah, exactly. But Aldi has some quality.
It ain't never shopped in Aldi.
People who shop at Aldi are very, very dedicated to it. They're like, I proudly shop at Aldi.
They have some gourmet items at Aldi.
See,
Brad has been very protective of Aldi.
Aldi is actually. Jason and John, Aldi's, and I'm sure the American people and the Memphis people would agree, the average person in Memphis would agree to me, Aldi's is considered more like if you go in Aldi's, it's no more professional level people.
Yes.
In Aldi's. It's not a like
no, it's people. It's exactly. There's no, you don't have to worry
Herd,
about that.
You don't even shop there, Herd. Because you think it's too high class?
It's a discount grocery store, though. That's what it is.
Fresh Market up in there.
No, it's not Whole Foods.
It's got good prices, but it's good.
It's below Kroger.
Aldi's might be like a neighborhood that don't have million-dollar houses, but it still has rules.
It
has a neighborhood
committee.
It's not a lawless society.
Germantown Parkway.
There's an Aldi's on Germantown Parkway. You're right about that.
Yeah,
you're right.
If you see a Save-A-Lot, though, that's where you know you're in a lawless society.
Bro, I hit that one at Winchester.
My analogy is strong. Aldi's is a step down from Kroger.
Correct.
Those are the big money programs.
From Kroger?
Yes.
Yes. Heard?
Yes. They have like
even
all
Brad,
brands.
Who is protective of the Aldi brand, is nodding that it is a step
though,
down from
but there are things at Aldi There's you can't get at Kroger, and the prices are better. Some special marinaras. They have wines there. They have a lot of great seafood products.
We have clearly come across a regular Aldi shopper here, and I did not meant to mean to offend those people.
And Brad is high level. That's
high
what
level
saying.
Aldi
shopper. You would not see a guy like Brad, no disrespect, and Save a Lot. So that's why I'm saying
But we're not Save-A-Lot. That's the point. We're holding on to Aldi.
That's right.
The $5 million NIL budget.
That's right.
If we had two and two and a half, we'd be Save-A-Lot.
Yeah, exactly. Heard, this has been great.
Yeah.
We got to get some things out today.
And make sure you
Aldi
put the
is good.
In. It's solid.
Can find some good stuff in
Aldi.
Yeah,
yes, solid.
And Heard says we can get there the second weekend
Aldi
with the Aldi.
Aldi is your ball on a budget.
Heard, you said second weekend with Aldi, right?
Huh? Yeah.
We can make
a
second weekend with Aldi budget.
Go to Aldi.
That's
and
what
just
you said.
Go to Aldi.
Yeah, because I think what Aldi is, if I'm Memphis, I would be happy to be Aldi, even a Gonzaga. Aldi's in
Gonzaga's not Aldi. Gonzaga is not shopping at Aldi.
Now, listen.
That's Whole Foods.
Listen about Aldi. To the average guy from the inner city, where I'm from, Aldi's do, even though it's balling on the budget, it seems a little exclusive. Like Brad just said,
it's really not
Aldi's
exclusive.
Even got some stuff.
They got seafood, bro.
Called,
I'm seeing great meat section at Aldi.
Candy. Yep. They got some cotton candy.
Yes.
And they the only people that sell this. I learned that in Peace Jam last year when I stopped by the store with my daughter. So they have some exclusive items that Kroger's and them can't even get.
Yep. Yep.
All right.
Yep, Prevova, special ravioli.
This,
yeah.
This has been a wonderful discussion. I've learned a lot.
Get over to Aldi. Thank you. See it for yourself, Ernie.
Yeah, check Aldi out. Sounds like you really think.
Yes.
We'll see you on Monday.
Highly of them.
Exactly.
Thank you, sir.
And we want players that come to Memphis that look at Aldi's like it's great. That's my finishing example.
There you go.
That's my finishing example.
Sweet 16, here we come.
There you go. Yep. He is Norton Hurd the fourth.
Thank you, brother.
You know, at Aldi, you got to put the quarter in. You got to bring your own bags. Like, there's some quirks to it. You know what I mean? It's not just.
But Brad, so we got to hit the marinara and the. And yes. They're telling me
they got the ravioli. They have the
meat
wine
department.
They have meat.
I'm hearing good things.
Premium items there that you can get at solid prices.
That's right. All right, we'll come back, wrap this up here on Aldi. Jason and John, 90.5 ESPN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Sorry.
Smoke Slam 2025 coming to Memphis. The world's ultimate barbecue showdown. It's back. May 15th through the 17th. Tom Lee Park right there on the river in Memphis. It's more than just a barbecue competition. It's something for the whole entire family. Got the live fire experience with world-class pit masters, endless food samples, cooking demonstrations, a Ferris wheel, fireworks every night. It's a ton of fun. We do barbecue better than anybody right here in Memphis. Smoke Slam, get down there.
Yeah, got the big old Ferris wheel. My kid will love that. The kids will love the Ferris wheel, and you'll love the music. Got a great lineup. Shane Smith and the Saints, Revivalists. Country music giants Big and Rich. You got many more, including Waylon Wyatt, Mark Edgar Stewart, Jambi Southern Avenue, the MDs, and many more. Three-day passes, single-day tickets now on sale. You can get them over at smokeslam.com. Also, VIP experiences can do this in red carpet style. Again, those tickets available at smokeslam.com. It's going to be live out there May 15th through the 17th down Tom Lee Park on the river. Going to be smelling like barbecue, and the music's going to be wafting off the river as well. Should be a good time for the whole family down at Smoke Slam.
All right. Yeah, Aldi is a you know, a nice place. You just have to, again, put the quarter in and bring your own bags. And I think that's a good analogy for Memphis right now. You got to put that quarter in, and then you got to bring your own bags to shop. But, you know, definitely very reasonable prices. You know what I'm saying?
Some good things in there. Found me a little Dougie. Little Doug McDaniel. What's our name?
Doug McDaniel.
Doug McDaniel.
Yeah. Now, for me, what my family does is, and this is not one size fits all, obviously, but, you know, for us, we do the Walmart Plus thing, which gets delivered to the house. You cannot.
We're doing the same thing. I'm not getting points off that from gas points. Are you?
I don't think
that's
so.
What I was getting at Kroger, and it was such a
You're
benefit.
Doing Walmart Plus?
My wife has switched to that from Kroger. I don't get the gas points now, though.
Yeah.
So there was a perk in it for me at Kroger. However, because
you get the delivery, though.
She prefers the delivery right to it. Yeah.
The delivery is a game changer.
She's on that right now.
I will never go grocery shopping again.
But I've lost my Kroger points.
I will never do it again. And then what we can't get at Walmart Plus, my wife will go to Costco and buy in bulk. But
they do a pretty good job getting everything you need.
Yeah, man.
And having everything.
Totally. Yeah. It is a service I will always pay for. Just the convenience and the time it saves. Oh, you're talking about 2 hours. It's crazy. That's going to do it for us today. Thanks to Norton Heard the Fourth for joining us on the show.
Appreciate
Jeffrey
it.
And company up next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.